Yo. Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. Hey, so we are doing a Christmas episode today, as you can tell by the red and green that's in the background. I'm really excited because this is going to be a lot of fun. I like talking about Christmas. It's really fun. I've had a lot of coffee today. You can see Michael's beautiful Christmas sweater. Show off your Christmas sweater.
It lights up.
It lights up.
Yeah, look.
Oh.
I'm like a walking Christmas tree.
I would say let's shut off the lights, but I don't have anybody to do
with
that.
Hair. So.
We're going to have to get a shot. We'll get a shot of that later, and then we'll put it in as like a B-roll with the lights off. Okay, so you have a bunch of Christmas stuff you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it.
I mean, it's going to be kind of all over the place, but really what I was trying to do is I took a lot of the best and worst parts of Christmas and then a lot of our personal things and then relatable stuff about Christmas.
Wait a minute. There's a worst part to Christmas?
Oh, we'll get that. We'll get to that. And so I've got a bunch of notes here, but as you know, we're not really scripted. So I'll be kind of sifting through that and the stuff that I was thinking about when I was pooping or at work and
Christmas poops.
That's why it's all different kinds of like worksheets and stuff. I was like, we'll talk about that.
Right. All right, let's go. What do you got?
All right. So, I say we should start off talking about, cause we're catching up to the point of this Christmas point that we're at now.
Right.
So, since we had that time off with Thanksgiving and Black Friday,
the blackest of Fridays.
Yeah, I wish we should do that before moving to the body segment of.
So, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
Well, the best part of it was I ate a custard
pie. Up, you what?
A custard pie.
You ate a whole custard pie?
I really actually did eat a whole egg custard pie.
Egg custard? I've never had that.
I keep hearing that from people, and it's sad.
It's a foam?
No, it's a custard. Egg custard. It's kind of
I've never had it.
It's kind of like comparing something else to Jell-O. Jell-O is Jell-O, you know.
It's like its own element.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like there's earth, fire, wind, water, and
egg custard.
It's
beautiful.
So did Hey Girl make it?
No, my mom made it. My mom makes it for me every year.
So do you think I could like be like, what's up, Michael's mom?
Sure.
Can you make me one?
Yeah, yeah. The ones that she makes is the best anyway. So there was one year, like years ago, when she was working on trying to...
Hey, keep talking.
...establish making egg custard pies because she knows that I like them, you know?
Right.
And if she knows how to make them, she can make them year-round or surprise me with egg custard.
This is going to be loud. Keep going.
Okay. So one year, when she was trying to experiment on how to make it, she accidentally created a whole new thing called an egg custard Pop-Tart.
An egg custard...
Well, Pop-Tart's a brand, but it was like that. It was like a cookie egg custard.
Like an egg custard calzone.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it was oddly delicious. And then she figured out how to make the pies, and now I have pies every year. So it's my tradition now that, you know, it's kind of a tradition my mother and I have is that every year she makes me an egg custard pie.
Well, now she's about to have to make two of them because I want one. Custard bros.
That's the best kind of bro.
Sorry, so I had to go turn on that light because I forgot to put on our edge light. So you can see, like, right here, there's a little glow now, and I don't blend into the background so much.
Now, how was your Thanksgiving?
I kind of had two Thanksgivings, like most people do.
Yeah.
You're going to have to excuse me, I'm out of breath, because big dudes don't move quickly well. okay, so I had I had my family Thanksgiving, which was, we did a normal, like a regular Thanksgiving where we had like turkey and bless you. As you can tell, this is like definitely super raw.
That's why I like that the title of this episode should be Tis the Season.
Right.
Because it's the holiday season and it's also cold season.
Is it?
Yes.
That came on like perfect timing.
Yeah. That's cold season.
Okay. So did I say bless you?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know where that came from, right?
What, bless you? Oh, it was like, didn't they believe that when you sneeze, there was like demons coming out of your body?
It was a cultural superstition, I believe in like the old Germanic regions of Europe that they believed that it was, I'm not sure exactly if that's the culture or the region exactly, but somewhere around there, they believed that if you didn't bless them when you sneezed, their spirit could escape their body, that when you sneezed, it was your spirit trying to leave its body.
Oh, I thought it was like demons leaving your body, but.
Well, why would they want to keep that in there?
No, that's why they're saying bless you, because they got the demons out.
Oh, no. They didn't understand sneezing. They didn't know it was to clean your nose passage.
But your mucus and whatnot.
Yeah. So they thought it was your spirit trying to leave your body because it was so rapid.
Huh. Yeah, isn't it like 100 miles an hour or something like that?
Something crazy, yeah.
That's ridiculous. All right. So speaking of sneezing, we had Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We had Thanksgiving dinner at my brother's house. We invited our family over. I made mashed red potatoes. Like, I didn't use like the box. I mashed up 6 pounds of potatoes, and I made 3 pounds regular and 3 pounds were garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah.
I was afraid that some people weren't going to be like, oh, it's too garlicky, blah blah blah. So I made two different kinds.
There's no such thing.
But I tried something for the first time. We've had it every year, and I was always afraid to try it. So I've always been, I'm going to say afraid of pecans, but not, I wasn't like afraid of them, but like, I was too scared to try them.
I mean, I would judge you, but we've discussed in earlier episodes, I was scared of Roseanne. So,
right. Well, that, oh my gosh, you had a legitimate reason to be scared of her though.
Yeah.
Cause that was creepy.
You're just beating these mics up, man.
I know, dude, I'm having a tough time. Dude, it sucks.
A rough time.
It's a terrible, rough time. No, when you're a big dude, like in a confined space, like I'm surrounded by wires right now. So instead of them being all out here with the table looking like garbage, they're all, let me see if I can show you guys what I'm dealing with. All the wires are right here. All of these
trip wires.
So I'm trying to like, and then there's microphone stands on the floor. And I've got like cables over here, some that run under my feet. It's like extension cords. It's nuts. So that's why I'm having trouble. Cause it's, when you're a big dude, you can't bend very well. So
it's okay, media guy. You'll get the hang of it.
I'll get the hang of one of these days.
You know, it's funny you say the big guy thing. Cause I think I should explain so I don't freak out the viewers. I did some weird transformation from 1 week to another.
Right.
That during the holiday season with other products we had going on, we had stored episodes, and so you guys actually haven't seen me. This episode here, it's being that you're viewing now, compared to the episode prior to it, is a few months.
Which was the one with Shane and Amanda?
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, it was quite a while. It was like 3 months, and I went off the medication the doctors had me on, which caused me to curb my appetite, and I went back to weightlifting. I've been eating a bunch.
And put on some muscle.
A lot of weight back, which is my old weight, you know,
right
now that I'm healthy again. And
I'm super, super proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Like, really proud of you.
Yeah. And so I also grew my hair out.
Yeah. And tell them why.
Because I like long hair.
That's because your wife thinks it's hot.
She does, yeah. Well, also, I was thinking, I wrote my notes because I was going to try to be like funny about it, but I couldn't figure out how to work and be funny, but I was trying to make a Christmas-related statement about I put on some Christmas pounds and added some holiday hair and then something about jingle bells. But I was trying to mix in dumbbells.
Yeah. The dumb jingle bells.
Yeah. I couldn't make that joke stick. So I just left it alone, but I guess I just,
So for some reason it just hit me that I did not react to your sweater. I was just like, oh, we need to see it with the lights off. That's the tech guy in me, the production guy. So I'm like, I'm super impressed. Whenever you told me you were going to have a sweater, I had no idea that it lit up.
Yeah, I don't tell people. I just do it.
That was awesome. Because you were like, it lights up. And I was like, oh, cool. But my mind was on all this stuff. So now I'm just like, oh, that's really cool that it lights up.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty gangster.
That's really awesome. So we're definitely going to have a shot of that. Anyway, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
With this food that I never had before. So every year, my mom would make this candied yams, I think is what it was. So it's basically like yams are like kind of like sweet potatoes, I think. And she would cover them in like syrup and marshmallows and pecans. And I was always afraid to eat pecans because when I was younger and I lived in Houston, the pecans would fall. There was a pecan tree and the pecans would fall off the tree and land on the ground. And then I, being a dumb kid, would pick it up and like try to eat it. But if they fall off the tree, they're dying. So I would pick them up and eat them and they would be like super dry and like crumbly. It's like eating dirt. And I was like, I hate pecans. And then one day I tried some pecans for real and they were actually pretty good. So I tried this. those smell super good.
Air freshener for a fresh episode.
Yeah. I ate this stuff and I never tried it because it had the pecans in it. I was always afraid to try it. And I did, and it's actually super, super good. But anyway, yeah, so I had that for Thanksgiving. And then 2 days later, I had a friend's Thanksgiving where we had tacos. And I bought $30 worth of rice.
Feliz Navidad. Oh, wait, no, it's Thanksgiving, not Christmas. Damn.
Feliz Thanksgiving. That's Happy Thanksgiving. Or yeah. Merry Thanksgiving. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, happy, yeah, that's happy. What... Yeah, it'd be Merry Thanksgiving, because Feliz Navidad is Merry Christmas.
No, I'm pretty sure Feliz is, like, happy, though.
You might be right.
It doesn't translate to the exact.
I might be crazy. Isn't that a song? Anyway.
But what do I know? I'm retarded. So,
we had the friends' Thanksgiving was with the tacos and everything. Yes. And then I went home and I hung out with Micah for a little bit. That was a lot of fun. What's up, Micah? And then that was it. That was my Thanksgiving.
So now that we're catching up, the last part would be.
Black Friday.
Black Friday. Do you do Black Friday?
So I'm a tech guy, so normally I do Cyber Monday. However, I actually, Amazon has like Black November. Like there's stuff on sale like through all of November. And I'm an Amazon fanatic. Like everything I order is from Amazon. Everything you see right here came from Amazon. 100%. All of it. Even this. So, oh wait, hold on. Let me move my phone over real quick. Now everything you see came from Amazon. The microphones, all of this stuff. The table even. So they have like a Black Friday, like a Black November. So everything is on sale. They have like lightning deals and all kinds of stuff. And I didn't spend a dollar for Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Didn't spend a dollar.
How?
I didn't shop. I contained my impulses and I didn't spend any money at all. Because
I thought you had like some saved up points or something.
Oh, no. I didn't buy anything.
Well, dang, I did stuff.
No, yeah, no, I didn't spend any money at all. And I didn't, I looked at some of the sales and I talked myself out of buying anything. Just didn't want to.
I hear that. So,
did you do Black Friday?
Eh. Not really. Kind of, sort of, not really. My wife did online, and, you know, but when I went to go buy stuff, I just went to Walmart.
Was it crazy?
No, not on Black Friday. I went like...
Oh, okay.
Different time.
So my friend Bree, we're going to have her on a podcast pretty soon doing conspiracy theories, because she's a conspiracy theory nut. So we're gonna have that going on pretty soon.
You're gonna have her battle me. I mean, you remember the episode I created a conspiracy theory.
What are you talking about? You got to remind me.
Well, me and J-Day.
Oh, the whole Area 51 stuff? Yeah.
In other words, I have fun with those things, man.
Yeah.
Rather I believe it or not, whichever ones are presented to me,
right?
I have fun with them. They're fun.
Well, we're gonna bring her on because she believes that the Earth is flat. Michael does not. I do not. But we're going to have a fun debate. We're not going to like get mad at each other because you believe one thing doesn't mean that you're a bad person, and it doesn't mean that just because I disagree with you doesn't mean that you're wrong. So we're going to have that fun little thing. But anyway, she posted a picture that she works at Walmart, and she posted a picture of Black Friday. Like, and it was like insane. There's so many people there. Like, I shop online cause I don't want to go out to these places. Because I don't want to deal with people. Like, yeah. I don't want to have to like wait in line behind somebody. So I do it online, so I don't have to wait in line at all.
See, Black Friday is designed for idiots like me who don't really pay attention to prices of things and just throw stuff in the cart, you know?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, I'm probably getting a deal.
Yeah, like how much are those chips? I don't know.
Yeah, I do that too, though. When I order stuff on Amazon, I'm like, I want this. I don't look at how much it costs.
But I had a friend at work was telling me that he was watching a couple years ago, he got this really sweet deal on a TV, right? And he'd been watching, he was wanting a TV for his garage, so he'd been looking at the TV deals, right?
Right.
And he watched, he was telling me that at one of the retail stores, if you will.
Yeah. Without being specific.
Yeah. One of the major retail stores. that he noticed that their price raised up a few weeks before Black Friday.
Ah. And so then, that way they could bring it down.
Brought it down. And if that's true, shame on you. Beep. That was, I'm not cussing. I was naming the store.
Right. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. But anyway.
I thought you were cussing. I was like, that sentence didn't make any sense, but I got it now.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying.
That way you know where to drop the sensor.
Hey, how come none of those have red noses?
Because that's the way it's made, man.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. I just noticed that.
I'm going to want you to look at my tag, look at the brand, write him a letter.
Oh, I will. Because like,
sure as heck don't know.
There's a red one that's flashing like right here. I'm like, they could have put it right there. And it could have been his nose. Anyway, because you know,
because then they'd be like, "Oh, you're playing. It's trying to be Rudolph."
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. I figured one of them would have been Rudolph. Can you move them? You're gonna like unstitch it and move it.
I think so.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I keep going back to the sweater because I like it. I'm like entranced by it.
Thanks.
So what were you saying? You said something about Black Friday, I think.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I'm not really a big fan of being around large herds of people.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And then usually the worst of people come out in those situations. And then.
Oh, yeah, I got a story about that. Go ahead.
And it's hard not to become what you hate in that moment because then they entice you to anger and like, just, you know what I mean? People are just like, they lose their humanity.
Oh yeah.
Over
a $10 toaster.
Yeah. It's like, dude.
This
is a small town. I'm going to see you again. And that toaster is going to break. You know, this is going to break
your face.
If you hit me with your cart one more time, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I would just passive aggressively be like, "Hey, honey, you see that jerk?"
Why has it got to be? Honey, your wife. I got you. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
No. What I like to do is I like to scare people because if you know, by like coming on to them if they set me off, you know,
some dude like steps on your foot, you're like, "Hey, babe, listen."
Yeah, you listen here. I'll cuddle the crap out of you.
Are you hitting puberty? Or are you sick?
I got a cold.
Ugh. Well, why don't you go get a warm real quick? I'll wait.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh. So my story. Are you done? I didn't want to like cut you off.
Yeah, I just go over the place.
Okay, so I was watching some Black Friday videos because that's what you do on Black Friday when you don't go shopping. You watch the Black Friday videos. So I saw like somebody posted one that's Black Friday in Canada, right? And they were like, everybody was like applauding. And then they were like letting, like one guy goes, "Oh yeah, no, go ahead." Like to the person next to him. And then they were like walked one at a time into the building. And it's like, and then they were like high-fiving the employees and everything. And I'm like, okay. All right, Canada. Good job. And then I see an American one. And they open one door. Like they have these like overhead doors that I guess close in front of the doors that you open normally or whatever. So they open that. And then these people like start shoving their way in and literally rip the door. And then like started, because they were all trying to come in at once. And through one tiny door. And they're like falling all over each other. And literally, people were falling down in the front and they just kept pushing from the back. And it's like, it makes me angry because it's like somebody falls down and you're going to trample over them to save like $6 on a grill.
And they go into like this blind zombie rage, right?
Right.
So like they can't even acknowledge that they're the jerk in the situation. Like they could run over the heel of your foot with a cart. And then go, and then you go, "Hey," and then they like get aggressive.
Yeah,
with you.
And they're like, "Hey, I'm here to save money."
Yeah.
Like you're not saving money if it's something that you didn't plan on buying in the first place.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we went last, not this year, but the year prior, I went with my wife, and I was like, "No, never again."
Yeah, that's not for me. I went one time. This girl I was dating a long time ago. We went at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and it actually wasn't too bad. But there was too many people there. Like I'm the type of person that if I go into the store, I want to get in, get what I want and get out. I don't want to like have to wait behind some like group of like six people taking their time or one, like, I don't want to be like, oh, this old granny, but like somebody just standing there like staring at the, whatever it is that we're looking at. And I'm like, what I need is like right in front of you. And I can't get it because I said, "Excuse me," 9 times and you didn't hear me.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because, see if we were in like the more medieval times, if you weren't big enough to back your you know, your attitude, usually right. you would submit and be kind, right?
To
the needs of everyone else. So you know, I noticed that even that one Black Friday, it wasn't the big dudes that could rip me apart, you know, potentially.
It was a little like...
It was like women and like teenagers and the elderly.
Yeah.
It's like, I could destroy you in seconds, but you know I won't.
Because it's illegal.
Yeah. Because, you know, somebody has to have a conscience. But, you know, I mean, we're talking violent, man. Like, straight up, like...
Yeah, I've seen people, like, I've seen pictures of people coming out with, like, bloody noses and missing teeth and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, so here's my question, okay? I saw a bunch of people fighting over, a stack of TVs, okay? So, like, you know, 40, 50, 60 people fighting over 9 TVs. It's like, those TVs aren't going to make it out in one piece. So, like, what's the deal with that? Like, you're going to destroy the TV. So it's like they're like so many people fighting over them, like punching, throwing, like slamming them around and stuff. I've seen people hit other people with a TV. It's, you know, it's probably like a 30-inch TV, so it wasn't really huge, but it's like still, what's the point? Like, first of all, you're not going to be able to take that TV home. Well, you can, but it's broken. Second of all, the store is going to lose money on it because you broke it and now they have to like replace it.
That's because people like that are just constantly emotionally responding to things are retarded. They don't think.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's ridiculous.
It reminds me, you know what they remind me of? The same people that like go to bars.
Just poop your pants?
No, it was the chair.
Yeah. It was the chair.
Swear on a tile. No, I know I said that.
I always swear on a stack of TV guides.
Yeah.
But that's from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for those of you who are my age.
Yeah. So, you just jacked me up, man.
We were talking about people beating up with other people.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me like those guys that like they go out every Friday night and they go get drunk and they're always in bar fights. It's like, why are you spending your money to go do that, to get jacked up, to lose your money, to get in a fight, to go to jail, to get fined? You know, it's like you're not having a good time. And you have these people there and they're like, they become animals. And they're just like,
it's that primal rage. Yeah,
they go in there and they're like, it's like, I come in to get a TV. And then they break the TV and hit everyone on the way out.
Right.
And it's like, why don't you just stay at home and watch like, you know,
Sesame Street.
No, I was trying to think of that.
The
Peanut,
Voice.
Peanut Christmas crap.
Nutcracker Christmas?
I don't know. Some Christmas stuff, man. Like, oh, just because, like, I don't know. Can you edit this out?
Why?
Because I lost my thoughts, man.
What happened?
I'm getting beat up by this cold.
Also, we're getting distracted.
Yeah. So, anyway, Black Friday. Let's wrap up so we actually get into the content of the episode.
What now? I just got a text. I was reading it. Sorry, what'd you say?
You ready to start the episode?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so
20 minutes in, we're starting the episode.
Well, now that we're caught up with everything,
we started. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, we didn't talk about... Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done Christmas yet.
Yeah, we're in December now.
Got it.
Well, actually, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway,
Yeah, we're done with Black Friday. Now we're moving on to Christmas.
You brought up eggnog.
Yes.
So eggnog's here. That's how you know we're in the holiday season.
Real quick, don't forget your train of thought. For those of you who don't know what he's talking about, you are not subscribed to Patreon because we had a little interruption that involved us talking about eggnog. So if you are not subscribed on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/justplaynonsense, subscribe, and then you can figure out what we were talking about with eggnog because that was cut out of the edited episode that is available to the public.
It's a stupid conversation anyway. Don't waste your time.
Yeah. No, definitely waste your time, at least with the $1 tier. It's fine.
Well, there's a lot of great content on there.
Right.
All right, so see.
Eggnog.
The things of the season, right? Let's get everybody in the atmosphere.
Okay.
Right? So we got eggnog now.
Hold on, let me.
That's here. It's seasonal.
Do it. Eggnog. I was thinking about eggnog last night. Oh, I want some so bad.
Scraping our windshields. Well, the region we live in.
Right, right.
We actually have real Christmas.
Yeah, I used to live in Houston, Texas, and... The worst snowfall we ever saw there was probably a quarter of an inch deep. And it's like everybody was out like, we're going to build a snowman. The snowmen were like this tall. Like it was like a snowball. Two snowballs on top of each other was a snowman.
Dang.
Yeah. So whenever I moved up here, like 20 years ago, it was like, I still hate wintertime. I hate scraping my windshields. I hate all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You can build like snow Goliaths out here, man. Just giant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sucks though, because we built, Amanda and I and Shane, we built a snowman. We named it Hammy, but it took us so much snow to build that stupid snowman. And he was about 5 feet tall. It was awful. It took so long to try to build that guy.
Yeah, I don't build snowman because I'm like, why would I build a snowman? That's been done. Sort of like a snow chicken or something, you know, or like a snow beaver, you know. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, Timmy next door built the snowman too. What do you use for a nose? A carrot? So clever. And buttons for his.
That's literally what we did.
Yeah, that's what everyone does. So you're gonna be out there getting frostbite, create a masterpiece,
building
man.
Something unoriginal.
Yeah.
So do you have a snow chicken or a snow beaver that you've built?
Kinds of
or snow, are you just talking about it?
No, I built all kinds of snow stuff, man. Back in my day, I was a snow building
machine,
genius, artist.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll go ahead and believe you for now, but
yeah. Well, I mean, I would prove it to you and take you to them, but they melted years ago.
So you could build a snow beaver, but you couldn't figure out how to keep it from melting. Put it in the freezer, bro. Build a freezer around it. Keep it frozen for decades.
Okay. Yeah, that's good advice.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. So
he just like tossed that to the side like it was nothing.
Yeah, it was like crap on my shoe. I just scraped on the sidewalk. No, so we talked about the Black Friday stuff, and did you actually get done all your Christmas shopping?
No, I haven't even started.
Oh, see, I'm like about done. A lot of people like, and there's many different reasons why some people would or would not like teach their kids about Santa Claus.
Okay.
Right. So me, I don't. So one, I'm getting credit
for the gifts.
For the gifts,
right?
Not some fat imaginary figure. I mean, if you really think about it, the Santa thing's messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, he is literally like, this is an example for children, right? So you got this guy.
Everybody accepts it.
Yeah.
But nobody, you don't think about it, yeah. About what it actually means.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a whole lot to it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I won't go into the super creepy stuff. Like his name is literally an anagram for the word Satan.
Right.
That's creepy. But let's just talk about.
He just said, I won't go into that, but
yeah,
he does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot to the right, cultural history. Like a lot of holiday stuff's darker than you think. But anyway.
That's a weird thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going on a shirt. A lot of holiday stuff's creepier than you think or darker than you think. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So, you know, you got this guy and he's clearly obese, right?
He's gluttonous.
Yeah. So he just goes from house to house being just indulging in gluttony.
There's one of the seven deadly sins, gluttony.
That's actually not a real thing.
Oh,
so in writing, it's not actually in the Bible at all.
Well, I didn't say it was in the Bible. It's just like a commonly said thing.
Yeah, it was like a writing thing. Yeah, like, but it became culturally known to be like this thing, like the seven deadly sins. I'm like, right. Yeah, they're all pretty deadly, man. Yeah, they lead to bad stuff. Anyway, so just thought I'd share that because I hear that a lot.
This fat dude.
Yeah, so like he's just going from house to house. He's judging you all freaking year, right? And one day a year, he comes to like, I would say barter toys for cookies and milk that you supposedly already earned because you're good.
Yeah, if he's been judging you whether you're naughty or nice, and he checked his list twice, and he still comes to your house, well, he gives you a gift whether you give him the milk and cookies or not. The milk and cookies are kind of like a tip for your delivery driver.
Yeah, except for he's like...
Because that your gifts
except for he's like, you know, eating your groceries.
Yeah, but like you decide if you're going to leave them for him. Yeah. Like, so it's...
Well, I think with his health condition, I don't think that he should be. I think what's really going on, I think this started a long time ago because Mrs. Claus is like, you got to chim down. And so, like, he started that. So, everywhere he goes, he just keeps snacking on cookies.
Yeah, so she takes all the snacks out of the house, and then he has to go.
He has to go. He's, like,
oh, how can I get snacks? And he's like, I'm going to deliver toys to everybody.
Like, how we are with eggnog and egg custard pie is, like, how he is with, like, Christmas, like, cookies and stuff. He's like, man, I've been eating kale all year long.
Kale? Oh, kale, yeah.
Yeah.
I still got some of it in my teeth. Yeah, that's a pretty funny thought. Like, he's like, Mrs. Claus takes all the snacky food out of the house, out of the North Pole area.
Well,
and then he goes and, like, he's like, how can I? Okay, so they were living up in the North Pole, right? And then he wasn't, like, this big delivery guy, right? He didn't deliver any of the, he wasn't, like, the magical Amazon. So she took all the stuff out, right? And then he's like, how can I get back to eating these snacks? And he goes, I know what I'll do. I'll create a myth about myself. And then I'll fly around and I'll deliver toys to these kids and they'll leave me milk and cookies.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I think though is...
Hashtag conspiracy.
Is, okay, so the body goes through it. There's a term called homeostasis. So the longer that you are in a condition, like if you're really skinny and you gain a bunch of weight in like 6 months, but you've been skinny your whole life, your body's going to want to go back to that natural state, right? You have to be at a certain, if you want to change your body, you have to stay that way for a longer period of time to maintain it.
I like this. This is the science of Santa Claus.
Yeah. So, because I'm getting ready to, because I know what came across a lot of viewers' thoughts was that, well, if he's been eating clean all year, then he'd be thin by the time it came out. No, because his homeostasis, he has been literally obese for like centuries. So this is something, you know, probably Mrs. Claus probably wouldn't. So it's going to take centuries to burn all that fat stores.
Yeah.
You know, because it's more like it's his fat stores are super dense.
Well, he's been fat like ever since I've known him.
Yeah. So he's going to have to change his homeostasis. It's going to take a couple hundred centuries. And Mrs. Claus is probably getting frustrated. But anyway, back to.
Yeah. And she's not portrayed as overweight, is she?
It depends.
Maybe a little bit.
It depends.
It depends on.
Sometimes she's pretty jolly, too.
Right. Jolly.
I'm waiting for someone to get on here and be like, you're fat shaming. I'm like, you should. Like, we shouldn't be like, that's brave. No, that's a health
it's
risk.
It's unhealthy, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's coming from me.
Because we do love them. Poor Santa.
Right.
I side with his wife.
Yeah, if you think that's bad, you should hear some of the discussions that Michael and I have. Yeah. He yells at me and berates me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No.
No, we actually have very understanding and I don't want to say loving conversation because that's weird between two dudes, but like, yeah, we've had very like meaningful conversations about like, hey man, I'm worried about your health and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I've personally been changing the way I eat.
Yeah. So anyway, Santa Claus, right?
Right. Santa Claus.
All right. So, because I want to finish my rant on that, because I don't want to stay on Santa too long, but like, but here's my moral dilemma,
that's
right?
Dirty.
Here's my moral dilemma, right?
Right.
So, one is, you know, I'm a man of faith, right? A Christian. That's my belief system. You know. So that's what I believe, right?
Right.
So I think that it doesn't do well for me to get my kids to trust me if I start out their childhood saying, hey, there's a higher power, but also, hey, Santa's there. And then they find out that I've been lying to them, creating this faith in something that I completely destroy, this weird, young, traumatizing state they go into. And I think it has a greater effect than people realize.
Right.
So then I think it makes it hard to disconnect. It's like, well, I mean, you created this whole thing in my head. Now I'm supposed to believe this even more fantastic, like powerful thing that seems like, you know,
right,
beyond me. So to me, I see a moral dilemma in my household, but also I just don't like lying to my kids.
Yeah. And then I don't understand why. Oh, I'm clipping. I don't understand why that even started. Like, why? What's the whole point?
Well, I won't go down that rabbit hole.
What's the whole point of Santa Claus? Like, even like, what's the whole point of it? I don't understand why.
I do, but I won't go down that rabbit hole because I've studied stuff like that. But
I personally don't get it. I guess we can talk about it later.
Yeah.
But I just don't get it off the podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why that would even started. Like, why would you make up? And that's the magic behind it. Like, how about you just do stuff for your kids instead of pretending like it was somebody else?
Yeah. And some people will be like, oh, it's just harmless fun. It's, you know, it's just imagination. I'm like, it's not, because they don't think they're imagining.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? Like
convince them that it's real.
Like, this is a person who loves them, cares for them, is watching over them. And so like, I just kind of have this weird, like, I think it's kind of sadistic, but we've become so like numb to it that we think it's okay. And if you do that, man,
we're not judging you.
Man, whatever.
Yeah. We're not judging you. These are just our opinions.
Yeah. This is the weird way I think, right? And
it is weird.
Yeah, I'm one word guy. But, you know, even my oldest daughter, who's 7 years old, like, she came to me and said, okay, so I got to ask you, Dad, is, like, a lot of people believe in Santa. It, you know, he's not real, right? And I go, absolutely not. And she goes, oh, thank God. That's it. And at her age, she was able to rationalize and went through this thought process. And she's like, that, because that was so creepy. And so she broke down the whole thing from not being raised up in it. And she's like, that's super creepy that this dude's going to come into our house at night.
So knowing her the way that I do, that is 100% her. Yeah. Like, I could completely see her
she's
being like,
freakishly
he's
intelligent.
Creepy.
Yeah. She analyzes things like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and she was so relieved that there wasn't a Santa Claus.
So, since we're talking about that, so that jump cut was because we had to deal with the stuff that was going on outside with these, like, fire trucks and ambulances and stuff. Okay, so what I was going to say was, speaking of your daughter, like, asking you if Santa was real, I wanted to ask you, how did you react when you asked your parents if he was real, or did you ever do that, or how did you react when you found out that he wasn't real, or did your parents tell you that, or did you have to find it out on your own? There's like 14 questions in there.
Yeah. I can't remember the exact details. I just remember being like, what?
So they told you, and then, or did you find out from a friend?
I found out from somebody else, like a lot of kids do. And then you ask and they're like, okay. Yeah. But you're like, you're filling the field. You're like, yeah, he ain't real, is he? But you're hoping to say that he is and convince you, right? Because you know? You're at that weird age.
Yeah, I did that once with vitamins because I didn't want to feel dumb. These people handed me vitamins and I was like, are these chewable? Like playfully, but they were like, no, don't chew those. And I was like, oh, okay, because I really didn't know. I didn't want to feel dumb by asking. But anyway, so mine was a little bit different. I remember I was in the truck with my dad. Me, my dad, and my brother. This was back when we lived in Houston, and there was just the three of us. So we were pulling into our apartment where we lived, and we were talking about Santa Claus, and I asked my dad, and I was like real mad. And I was like, tell me if he's real. I want to know if he's real. I was like super, super mad about it. And he finally ended up telling me that he wasn't real. He's like, do you want to know like really for real if he's real or not? And I was like, yes. And he goes, he's not. And I was like, okay, I'm glad that I know.
Yeah, hold your breath moment.
Yeah,
it's I think I was probably, what else isn't real? Am I even real?
Yeah, I was probably about 10 or 11 when I found that
and
out.
And you know, like, really to wrap up.
You ask, am I really real? Yeah.
But you know, like, now that I think about it, I really enjoy the fact that the way we do Christmas in my house, you know.
Right.
You know, even when it comes to the gift aspect for each other, it's like we're not robbed of that ability to do for each other. You know, and it's a unique bonding. It's a nice bonding experience that, you know, it's like my mom and dad are doing for me because they care, and right. They're answering. They know my, you know, what I want, and the siblings, they do stuff for each other. They make stuff for each other or get stuff. You know, they earn it. You know,
yeah, and you don't have to pretend that it came from some mythical creature.
Yeah, and they're learning such great values because like they'll do extra chores to get them another gift. You know, because they like that feeling. You know, of being human. And also giving instead of just being like, hey, some dude's going to come down my chimney, which I won't go into that. But there's the creepy origin of the whole chimney thing,
right,
is very, very eerie. Like the whole evil spirit thing coming down the chimneys and multitudes of cultures. Right. And then like the Santa started when it started morphing into like the pagan to Catholic cultures, when they start coming in, they start trying to get all the cultures to be relatable to each other.
Right.
Certain mute form of stuff. But the actual history of like Santa Claus is like, there's two different versions of like where there's good from that, but bad. But a lot of the stuff that's in it, like the small details, are really creepy.
Right. And it's, you know, it's talking about like Santa Claus coming down the chimney. It's really, really insane how malleable children's minds are.
Oh yeah.
Because you're like, you just believe it. And even if you don't have a chimney, like I asked my parents, I guess I caught them off guard too. Cause I was like, hey, how does Santa get inside the house if we don't have a chimney? And then they were like a little bit taken aback. And then they told me that he just like walks through the door or whatever.
Yeah. B&E, breaking entry.
No, I mean like he wouldn't open the door. He didn't have to open the door. He just came through the door. And then my little dumb child brain was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. He's magical, so whatever.
Hey, well, and your family's Christian too, right?
So, yeah.
So like there's the Bible. There's one person who went through the wall. That was Jesus. So you're literally putting up there and you're trying to teach him a value.
Did he walk through a wall?
Oh, yeah.
When?
Dude, this is like deep concept scripture. You have to pay attention when he comes back. He actually goes through a wall.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, just like a man goes through the water and teleports and comes out the gate of another city. It's the small details people don't catch.
Yeah, there's
some interesting stuff in there. But anyway, you know, just like me raising my kids in that belief system, it's like, how can I tell them all this fantastic stuff and expect them to believe it when I build up this and then tear it out from them? I think there's a mental instability with that, you know,
right.
Whatever your belief system is, I don't think it could be healthy to build something that you don't believe yourself.
Right.
You know,
and the whole society's in on it too. Yeah. Cause like, I remember when I was a kid, there was like a Santa tracking radar and I'm sure there's one now that's like online. You can go check out.
Yeah,
but it's like, they would actually broadcast it on TV and they would show the radar and then it would show where Santa was. And this was back in the early 90s.
I mean, it gets you into conspiracies cause it's this great delusion, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
This whole idea that we can pull over anything and the media will do it. It doesn't have to be factual. It starts at a young age, you know?
Yeah.
But I won't go down that rabbit hole. But, you know, that's my little spill on that. You know, I like the intimacy of, like, you know, saying, you know, mom and dad got this for you, worked hard for it, you know, and
go ahead. Yeah. There's something that I was going to add on to that earlier, but you brought it back to it.
Oh, well, go ahead then. Go ahead.
So I saw on Facebook, there are some people posting, that they are upset because Santa Claus would get some of these richer families, the kids, they would get them like iPods and iPads and like
they go to school and they go
to school. And then the other kids would get like Matchbox cars or, you know, something on the lower expensive spectrum. And then they're like, well, was I not good enough to get an iPad from Santa Claus?
It does a lot of things that parents don't see beyond the surface.
Right. Like, and that, I never thought about that until I read that. And I wasn't sure how I felt about it. When I read it, I was like, oh, is this person complaining? Or is it like, should it matter? Like why does it matter? And I guess it does, because when you go to school, you're in like that social structure where you're being, you're constantly being judged by, you feel like you are being judged by everybody.
Yeah.
So it's, that was an interesting perspective and eye-opening thing for me when I first,
and it takes away the point of gifting, right? You know, I really think it does. It takes away the intimacy of gifting, you know, I think that robs a lot of people of that, you know? So, you know, there's the whole transaction between one person and another, that, hey, I care for you. I'm right here. I care. And I want to give you this because all year long you talked about this. Like, it's really like putting a wedge between those bonds.
Right.
You know, between people.
Dude, I did that to a friend of mine and it felt amazing. Something that they really, really, really wanted. And I went and got it. And when I gave it to them, they kind of like exploded with joy. I mean, it just made me super happy to see them because it's something they really, really wanted.
Yeah, it does. It feels good, you know. And then, you know, with kids, it's just, you know, there's a whole lot that you can wrap with that. And I won't go too much into it because there's a lot of other stuff that I'm going to cover that's actually a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, go.
Keep more, going. More nonsensical.
I thought you were trying to wrap it up, but keep going. That's good.
So for the next part, I was going to go to preparing for Christmas, right? Like decorating.
Okay.
Lights, like.
You skipped that and went straight to presents. Now we're going, oh, yeah, because you got to go shopping for them first. Yeah. I got you. Go ahead.
So, you know, as an adult, as a parent, me personally, one of my favorite parts about Christmas, as far as the interaction in the family, is taking that whole crappy day of going out in the cold and putting up all the decorations and then getting the hot cocoa.
Right. And if then, you decorated in July, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
And then at nighttime you hit all the lights, you know, and you know, it's kind of cool going through your neighborhood. And of course you always got that one guy that we'll call him for namesake. We'll call him Daryl. The guy that's always got like, he's, it looks like MGM Studios produced this freaking his setup, you know,
his light show.
Yeah. He's got like, he's got real interpretive dancers out there doing that.
Why MGM? Why'd you go with MGM?
I don't know. Universal Studios.
Yeah. Somebody who's got a lot of money.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, that some people, it's an art to them and good for them, man. It's cool. You know, I'm just scared of heights. So like there's the first tier and I'll hang the lights and I'm on the ladder and I'm like,
yeah. And it's slippery out there. It's cold. It's snowy.
And I got to put the hooks on first and I have to go right back there and hang the lights up.
Yep.
And then every once in a while, I'm like, you should move that down. The cords are connected. There's a big gap. And I'm like, oh no. Right. So then you get the top tier part. I'm like, I ain't doing that. But then you'll see dudes up there with freaking grappling hooks and they're up there like just.
Dude, I get to see that. Like a dude just, he's like a ninja Christmas decorator.
Yeah. So like it's kind of fun with decorating the inside of our house. It changes that whole environment. Like the house feels different for that month, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I think it's not only the decor, like it's a happy time. Well, for most people it's a happy time and it's fun, but it does. It's way more comfortable and like inviting.
Yeah.
I think it's because there's a giant tree in the house.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, yeah. Or a fake tree.
Well, I just had a giant tree. Yeah. It doesn't have to be real.
Yeah.
I bought a white one time and I lit it with green lights. I thought that was kind of cool. Like a white plastic little spindle. I don't know, whatever. I lit it with green lights. It was fun.
Yeah, and we got those cathedral ceilings, you know, where they go up real high. So
like 40 feet tall.
Yeah, one year we actually did like the big tree.
Oh, like super big? Yeah. How'd you get in the door? Did you just, you have to take it in trunk first, right?
Otherwise, you break
the limbs off.
It was a mess. And I ended up breaking it apart and, you know, burning it later. Actually, my friend did most of
that. Oh, but that smelled really good.
Yeah. And, but this year we had a fake tree. It's easier. It's like a foot taller than me. That's it.
And they break down and then you just like put it in a box.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, see you in 2021.
I saw somebody,
2020, I mean,
somebody one time they had one and I think it was maybe on a TV show or something, but they like, I think it was How I Met Your Mother. And they were like, how'd you get it to smell so good? And they reach inside and pull out one of those like pine, like air freshener things.
Like one of these. Stuff these in your tree?
Like the hanger one, the ones that hang on your windshield, the real thin one.
Is that Ocean Breeze?
I don't know. It smells really good. It
smells like Ocean Breeze.
It's blue.
I know my scents and my candles and stuff.
It smells blue.
Yeah, it's Ocean Breeze, I'm pretty sure. So,
put that in your tree. That'll confuse people. Yeah. You're like, why does your tree smell like the beach?
Yeah, take that, Daryl.
I have Christmas where I want.
But Daryl doesn't have one of these.
That's how you up your game.
Ocean tree.
Your Christmas decorating game is you put like a bunch of smell goods outside. And as people walk by, they're like, okay, I like this house.
Well, you know,
real quick, before we move on from decorating.
Okay.
I had a really good idea. You're talking about you don't want to go up on the roof, right, to decorate. So for all of you parkour people out there, here's a good thing for you to get into around Christmas time is decorating other people's houses. You jump up on the roof, run them lights real quick, jump off, do a little tuck and roll thing.
Business idea, Christmas parkour.
Yep, Christmas parkour. You can like jump up on the roof and run around and hang people's lights because like nobody wants to do that. I'm not getting up there.
Yeah.
So it's like you can hire yourself out. Be like, hey man, I'll climb up there. I can do some parkour. I'll jump off, do some flips and stuff.
Christmas home decorators.
Yep. And then you record it and you put it on YouTube and you make money from it that way too.
Yeah. Boom.
Bam. Hashtag entrepreneur.
That reminds me because like later.
Entreparkour.
Actually, I'll go ahead and throw that now.
Hashtag entreparkour.
I like it. But that reminds me. I also had, I thought this last night when I was at work. I have an idea, right? It's not as awesome as that one, but. You know, Christmas music, like if you notice on the radio, they play like really crappy Christmas music all the time. They play the worst ones, right?
Yeah, like Mariah Carey. Yeah. No, actually, I really like Mariah Carey. Yeah.
No,
she was one of my first celebrity crushes.
Well, like freaking our local, one of our local music stations, like twice a day, once December hits, they play that, who's that rock singer? Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
They'll play his Christmas song.
Dude, you're going to have a lot of people out there being like, you did not know the name Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, but it's like, it's.
What? Do you know what song it is?
Yeah, but I can't think right now.
Oh.
I was just, it came on the radio again the other day at work because we don't have like, we have the old school radios in there because it's a prison.
Right.
And I'm like, if I hear this song one more time, turn the station. And you turn the station, it's like, Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer. So it might is like, you know, it doesn't have to be like, I mean, it has to be somewhat catchy, but we need to create new Christmas jingles. Not new Christmas songs, new Christmas jingles. We've had the same ones for like 300 years. We need new jingles, man.
Okay.
You know?
Do you have any suggestions? Can we make some up right now?
I'm not feeling that creative because I'm cold. I have a cold. I'm not cold. I have a sweater on. See what I mean? My brain's like garbage.
Yeah,
around.
You look like you're falling asleep.
Plus it's daytime. It's weird.
Yeah, I like that we're doing it during the day. Like, I actually feel really good and up, and I'm like, I'm in it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really good. Plus, we tried to record a podcast three, four days ago. Didn't work.
Right.
We just had nothing. Yeah. It didn't work.
Right before lunchtime in the middle of the day.
We scrapped that whole entire thing. We recorded for like 30 minutes. We were like, we ain't got nothing. So we deleted it.
Yeah, let's go home.
Yeah.
Let's go watch YouTube. So,
I was hoping we were going to be able to go with that Christmas jingle one.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, hold on. If you guys have any ideas for Christmas jingles, comment down below in the comment section on YouTube or send us a message on our website, justplaynonsense.ninja.
I mean, I'm totally down to like later on freestyle a Just Play Nonsense Volume 1 Christmas, jingle album.
Okay.
We can even do the MTG, but make it Christmas. We can take all of our old things, but also create new jingles.
Right.
Like,
So this is where we're going to recruit Shane and Amanda because Shane's really good on guitar. Amanda's a good singer. Yeah. We can bring them in and we will write it and then they will perform it.
Because I'm not talking parodies. I'm talking like we create a brand new jingle sound. It's very Christmassy, and then like, boom. Like, oh yeah, I haven't heard this 30 billion times.
All right, you guys. Yeah. So keep an eye out for the Just Plain Nonsense Christmas jingle album, I guess. We're going to be having that coming out. We're going to put the behind the scenes up on Patreon so you guys can watch that of the actual making of it. And then we are going to make it available on iTunes and available for download. It's going to be free for, whatever. We're going to put it on iTunes, all those places where you can get it, and it's going to be on our website. So definitely, definitely check that out.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's that. But decorating that. That's over with. Gifts over with. Now we're just waiting down. I like to get everything my wife's actually way better about this. I'm actually a procrastinator when it comes to like this.
I am too.
Because I'm super, well, you're the same way. We got so much on our plate right now.
Yeah.
We're trying to do it. But my wife's really good about just like making sure we get it done early so we can enjoy
it. I always think about doing it early, but then I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting. And then like 2 days before, I'm like, oh, I should probably order some stuff and use Amazon Prime.
Dude, my wife, hey girl, was like, like in the middle of November, I can't wait to put up Christmas decorations. We gonna put them out? I'm like, dude,
we got like 2 weeks till Thanksgiving yet, Jinx.
Yeah, it's like there's barely eggnog in the freaking.
I'm definitely getting some eggnog on my way home.
Yeah,
because
I like custard too. Some. Custard's good.
Like drinkable or like I've never had that.
Man, I got a lot to teach you, my friend.
You do. I don't.
I gotta teach you how to holiday.
Okay, so
the right way.
Okay, so this is going to be like a real talk with Rob for a minute. I have never been festive. Like, I've never been the type to, like, celebrate holidays. And it's not like I'm against them. I don't have anybody to celebrate them with. So, for, like, Thanksgiving, I didn't have any plans. I was just going to sit at home and watch TV all day. But then my brother was like, hey, let's do a thing. And then my mom sent out a text to the whole family. And she's like, hey, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? So then plans developed from that. And then Christmas, My mom again sent out a mass text to everybody. Well, there's eight of us in my family. So, in my immediate family, between my mom and six boys.
And they live across the country too, right?
Yeah, we're spread out across the whole entire United States of the Americas.
If I would have known that, man, like, oh, anytime that you're just like chilling, it's a holiday, just come on over, man.
No, I mean, I definitely will. But I'm saying like, I don't ever think about it because I don't have anybody to like plan stuff with or anything. So it's never been that way. Like I lost... Okay, this is where Rob gets real. I lost my mom when I was 9, right? She went in the hospital. She went into a coma. She had epilepsy and an aneurysm. And this was like 20 years ago. So she went into a coma. She was in a coma for 5 years. And then she died when I was 14. So my dad, being a single dad now, not having any idea how to raise two boys by himself when he was like 35, I think, had no idea what he was doing. And now he had to like go to work. Like he worked like 5 jobs. So... he was always tired. Plus, like when she went in the hospital, he was depressed. Or when she died, you know, all that stuff, he was depressed for a long time.
Right, naturally.
So my brother and I raised ourselves. I know I just said there were 6 of us, but that's a whole other story. That's like a melding of 2 families. So my brother and I are biological. We're the ones who grew up together until we were about 14. So my brother and I raised ourselves, me and my brother Randy. So we never really like, we celebrated Christmas, but it wasn't like a big family thing because my dad's family was spread out all across the United States. So we didn't ever get together. Mm. I didn't really know my mom's family because, you know, she went in the hospital when I was 9. So I didn't really know them. So it's just growing up, we never really had, like, we never made a big deal out of holidays and stuff like that. Just because I don't know if it was because my dad was depressed or if he was like, didn't really think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like... It just wasn't ingrained.
Or it was just kind of painful, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure that was it too. I mean, it's been like 20 something years. This was in 96, I think, is when she died. So it's been quite a while, 23 years. So anyway, that's why I don't it's not like I don't like holidays and stuff. I just it's not in the forefront of my mind to celebrate it.
Right, because you've spent so many years not.
Yeah. And it kind of worries me a little bit because I'm like, what if whenever I do get a family, if my future wife is all like, hey, let's have a big holiday. And it's just not on my mind. I don't want her to get upset that I'm like,
just let her lead it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. But I don't want her to get upset to be like, why didn't you think about it? It's like, well, it's never been a thing for me anyway. So there's
that's unusual.
Rob brings the podcast down. How's that?
Not in a bad way.
It's no, just,
it's unfamiliar to me. That,
oh
that,
yeah,
that
yeah, people. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And that's really interesting too. Like, we could talk about this too. There's a whole other topic, but it's interesting to look at life from somebody else's perspective.
Right.
Because like on the interracial relationships podcast that we had a couple podcasts ago, that was like none of that made sense to me because I've only ever dated one girl and she was white.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been attracted to other races, but I've never like dated anybody from another race. So it's that life is unfamiliar to me. And it's that would be a lot of people don't understand what it's like to grow up without your mom either. Like, so it's. That is unfamiliar to a lot of people, but that's what I know. So my life is, you know, way different because I grew up with just my dad and I see people post, stuff on Facebook. They're like, a boy will never have as good of a relationship as he did with his mom. And I'm like, man, I don't know what that's like.
That is rough.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, so that was Rob brings the podcast down with his family life story. So did you have more stuff that you want to talk about? Because we were talking about.
Absolutely, yeah, a lot.
Actually. Yeah, go ahead.
Now outside of our own lives and holidays and things that, you know, which is a good base for the first part of that, to get to know us and that and how we do the holidays. I was kind of looking more now outwardly that I was in. I was kind of just trolling the internet for like, or scrolling the internet for.
Trolling the internet is right.
Yeah, okay. Trolling the internet for like,
I think.
Interesting like Christmas stories. And then I came across like Christmas criminals.
That's like an oxymoron almost.
Right. Well, it's weird because they're like, okay, so there's this weird, like, I guess not everybody gets the Christmas spirit the same way. So there's, and I took some notes a second ago because I was like looking at my phone again. But there's, I'm going to share a couple of things with you. And then I'm going to come, the reason why I'm sharing this, remember I said I would get to the dark side of Christmas.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to explain to you what the solution I came up with.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty proud of. It's going to solve all the Christmas chaos. All
right, now I'm super intrigued.
Okay, good. So here we go. So, all right. So the dark part of Christmas, right?
Yes.
So Christmas in the holiday season, for some people, is like full of joy. And for some people, it's full of
sadness,
depression.
And, despair, yeah.
And some people, it's full of serial killing. Right?
Okay.
So, and theft and crazy stuff, right? People are opportunist and, you know, some people in the wrong way, they have no, they're like the Black Friday shoppers. They're just out for themselves.
Right, right.
The crazy ones. So
technically, those Black Friday shoppers are, no, never mind. I was going to say they're probably getting gifts for other people, but yeah. No, never mind.
Yeah. So anyway, so there's one story I came across, and this was just stupid, right? So there's this couple, right? And they were, I guess, low on funds, and
okay,
they were stealing their neighbor's next door neighbor their Christmas decorations piece by piece.
Like one at a time?
Yeah. And their neighbor's like, where's my Christmas decorations going, right? Well, it didn't take long to see that the decorations they were stealing from next door, like didn't even walk like two houses over, right?
Literally right next door.
Yeah, literally right next door. And this is a true story, right? Literally stealing from next door. But decorating their house with it, like the exact same way. And so, of course, the neighbor's like, why?
Right.
And he calls the cops, right?
How do you prove that, though?
Well, let me just continue, okay, because they're really dumb. So the woman completely denies knowing anything about it.
Of course.
Yeah. But she tells on her husband, on her boyfriend.
And narcissistic, so, out for herself. Yeah.
She goes, you know, he would just go out at 2 or 3 in the morning and, you know, he'd come back and there's Christmas decorations in the yard. I knew nothing about it. As if she didn't recognize her neighbors.
Right.
Anyway, so the cops arrest him, right?
Right.
He admits, you know, whatever, however that goes down. And her, by the way, she's, I think I said she was like 48 and he was like 19.
That sounds natural to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a natural relationship.
Yeah, oh yeah. And so, I mean, you know, I won't go into that, but actually I think it's okay in certain circumstances, especially whenever they're at the same maturity level.
Yeah, okay.
And they both were at like 8-year-old kids.
That makes sense.
So, anyway, the cops get ready to arrest him and he starts like laughing.
Okay.
And
sounds like a maniac, but
yeah. And so I don't know, I guess like he was laughing so much that it was like peculiar, you know, and come to find out, I guess he was just like full of like cheer and holiday spirit because he had, you know, did that for Christmas and got away with it. And he felt like he was Santa and he started like
himself.
Yeah. And he was just out of his mind, but
no, he was Santa to himself. Like he brought him his own gifts from somebody else.
I'm sure he stole the neighbor's cookies too.
I don't understand.
But anyway, so like, I mean, how do you steal your neighbor's, you know, like decorations, then decorate your house? Well, why not go like a street over at least?
Right.
And I was, after I saw that, I was like, that's a pretty stupid story. But then I started looking, and like the holiday season is like a huge, huge time for crime. Like people will go around, look at people's dumpsters and just to see what they got, you know, because they know this is the time where they have the most wealth in it, in their house, because they have gifts from everybody else.
Right. I have a story about that. If I can interject with that, unless you want to keep going.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Don't forget where you're at. So a couple of years ago around Christmas time, my house got broken into twice in 2 months. Once was on my birthday, which is almost exactly a month before Christmas. And they only made it into one room because my brother came home. So they ran away. And they ended up stealing my little brother. He moved in with us, and they stole his Nintendo Switch, or no, sorry, his Nintendo Wii, which he saved up his money from his first job to like buy it. They stole his, PS2 and his laundry basket. And I found out,
throw stuff in.
Yeah, I talked to the, police about it, and they said that he took the laundry basket to hide all the stuff in. And that was actually when I was out, I was recording a CD with my band, like we record music. So then I was gone. The house was empty. And then a month later, Christmas Day, we went to my parents' house for Christmas. We were gone for about 24 hours with nobody in the house. We came back and it was freezing cold in the house, and we couldn't figure out why. So we dispersed and started looking through the house. My brother found the back door standing wide open.
Oh, wow.
And I looked, and we had a PlayStation 2 in the living room. It was gone. And I went into my bedroom, and I had two PlayStation 2s in there. They were both gone. My TV was gone. I had two electric guitars, and they were both gone. I had a guitar amp. It was gone. Like they stole, I had like a whole stack of DVDs, about 80 DVDs. They stole all of those. They stole all of my brother's football jerseys. They stole my Xbox. Literally, they took everything worth anything out of the house. Okay. They even.
That feels so violent. I hate thieves,
dude,
man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to continue the story. I'll tell you how
it
felt.
They're like seagulls. Just worthless.
So go check out, if you want to know what he's talking about, go listen to, I think it was episode 25. I think it was. Michael got pooped on in the direction of the channel. Go check that out. You'll understand what he's talking about. So this will tell you how petty they were. You ready? But they had standards, apparently. Uh-huh. So I had a bucket of change. You know, you get home from whatever the store, whatever, you throw your loose change in this bucket. So they knocked it over off of my, no, sorry. I knocked it over when I was leaving the house. And I was like, all right, I'll clean that up when I get home. I get home, and it's still on the floor, but all the silver change had been taken out of it. And they left all the pennies. So they have standards. They're not willing to steal pennies, but they will take their time and pick all the silver change out. But what I thought was funny, I think it's funny now. Back then I was really, really angry, but they stole my pillowcase. And I'm assuming they used it to put the DVDs in. But my pillowcase was gone. I'm like, bro, I sleep on that. But I felt so violated. Yeah, like I went into a really deep depression, and I didn't feel safe. Every sound that I heard outside, I jumped up and checked, because I couldn't sleep at all. I couldn't sleep in my bedroom. I tried to sleep on the couch in the living room. I just couldn't. I felt so violated, and like unsafe in my own house. And then to top it all off, that was twice that we got broken into in 2 months. Right. And to top it off, we called our landlord and told her that. We're like, we want to move out. We want to leave this area and move out. And she goes, no, you still have a couple months left on your lease. You have to stay. So we said, forget that. And we left. And she sued us for $5,000 because we moved out early.
No compassion.
No.
She's another one of those TV smashing black shoppers.
Right. So.
Black Friday shoppers, not black shoppers.
Freudian slip right there.
Yeah. So, rephrase.
So. Oh, that completely forgot about that. We need to throw that in more often. Anyway, so what? A little addendum.
I know it'll cheer you up.
Well, I have a little addendum to that story, okay. Real quick. The addendum is that we told the landlord that we would pay her $50 a month, right? So she had it going through a collection company or whatever. Like we would go pay them, they would give her the money, or a realty company or whatever. So apparently, my brother had been paying it and paying it and paying it, and then he went one day And they were like, yeah, so they went out of business. So you don't have to pay it anymore. So we only paid like a couple hundred bucks back and then they just gone.
Sounds like they reaped what they sowed.
They got what was coming to them, yeah.
Yeah, because they showed you no compassion. I can't stand you like that.
So that was the whole story about my Christmas crime. Like somebody breaking into my house, stealing all of my stuff. And then, well, mine my and two of my brother's stuff. Like our whole house was empty of electronics. And then that was my little spiel for Christmas crime. Dang. Sorry, that kind of took a little bit longer. So then
you're going to love where I go with this and the solution I come with because it's going to be near to your heart.
Awesome.
My solution to stop Christmas crime.
Okay.
Right? All these Grinches out there, which, you know, I made a Kelf now when you were talking.
Right.
I was ready. It's a cat and an elf. Look how cute it is.
So you can show it to me and I'll take a picture of it and we'll put it up there. I like how you spelled it.
Yeah, Kelf. Another one of our just
kind
of
look at him.
Yeah, another one of our just plain nonsense cartoon characters.
Does he have a sword?
No, it's a candy cane.
Oh, is it? Oh no, right here. Is that his tail?
That's his tail.
Oh, I thought he had like a sword strapped to his back. That's awesome. Yep. Does he have a name?
Mr. Kelf.
Mr. Kelf the Kelf.
Yeah, you know, like Krentus the dentist.
Your dentist name is Krentus.
What's his name? Krentist. Your dentist's name is Krentist. Yeah. Huh. Sounds a lot like dentist.
So anyway, back to where I was on this list of crime that I was looking at. Yeah. And
By the way, that definitely cheered me up. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, the criminals are getting like really, really, and even as technology advances and time moves on, like the criminals are getting like, it's not like the crime is going down, you know?
Right.
Like, just people are worthless, you know? If you steal, you're worthless. You break into someone's home, you're worthless, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't discriminate. No, there's certain types of discrimination that's okay. Like there's just like you're a low life if you would break in and victimize people like that. Anyway, so.
Yeah,
now we're in the dark side of the Christmas spirit. We got to go in right. The right side of it.
I brought the podcast down, and then we were stuck there for a little bit.
Yeah, so I need to finish where I'm at, so I can bring my solution.
Yeah,
right. So in Alabama, there was a case of the Santa Claus burglar. There's a guy in Alabama. He was putting on a Santa Claus costume, and he was breaking into houses, but he was doing the opposite. He was stealing them and taking toys out.
Okay. Which, to me, that's the Grinch. That's clever.
But that's like the Grinch, man.
Literally, it's the Grinch. But except for him being, was he green?
No, he was a person.
Okay.
Because this is a real story in Alabama. Idiot.
That's clever, though. I mean, it's because like the kids will see you and you just be like.
And you're walking in the street with a red bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock in the morning. Because, I mean, that's when Santa Claus delivers them all.
Well, most adults don't believe in Santa Claus. So if they see you, they're going to put a boy
in your head. Like you said, most adults.
And here's the last one I thought was just really intense, right? This one here broke the straw. This is the straw that broke the camel's back that just led me
into the stalk of celery.
Yes, whatever. I was like, this is like horrendous. So like, and stuff like this happens every year, all the time.
Okay.
Like I thought, like Halloween murders were high, like Christmas murders and like tragedies are like ridiculous. Because I'm just used to being my own happy bubble on Christmas, right?
Right.
So anyway, in 2008, there's a guy named Bruce Jeffrey Pardot.
Okay. Is he French?
I don't know, dude.
That sounds like a French name.
He went to his former in-law's house with a gift-wrapped flamethrower in one hand and a 9mm semi-automatic in the other hand, then he killed them all, right? And then burnt down the house with the flamethrower.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if he might have got it or not, but I'm assuming he killed a lot of them. I think it was like nine dead or something like that.
Wow.
So I was like, dude, that's insane, right? And so I was like, man, like people get dark during the holidays, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm over here drinking eggnog and eating egg custard pie, and these people are here just murdering. And it's like, higher than other parts of the year. So
well, like, I think around that time, I think there are statistics that validate that around the holidays and Christmas time, like
people usually are more suicide depressed. Rates. Yeah. But like murders, like that's a whole new level, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's
even the Grinch didn't go around murdering. He just went stealing.
Yeah. I mean, how do you get like so down that you'll murder 9 people and then burn their house down?
Because they're like, I don't know.
I don't expect an answer. I'm just saying, like,
they're part of that. They're part of that. Those Black Friday shopper groups, the ones that,
right. They're like, I'm the only one that matters.
Yeah, it's all about me. You break my heart, I'm gonna break your life.
Yeah, that's messed up. Yeah, man.
Some people are just
because like that. Their whole like family tree has stopped growing. Like, anything that those people would have ever done in the future is over. It's never gonna happen now.
Yep. Now that we've went there. Now I propose a solution. Listen up, America. Listen up, police forces. I have an idea that's going to just change everything.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am so ready that my shoes are untied. Wait, that's unprepared. I've tied my shoes for this occasion because I'm so ready. Please continue.
Okay. So anyway, so here's what I wrote down here in my notes, because I don't want to lose this train of thought.
Do it.
Holiday crime is rapid. Even with increasing technology, we can't keep up. So we need we need holiday heroes to battle these foes, right?
Okay.
So here's what I propose. To stand watch against holiday crime, every December, across the nation, we have an assembly team, right? Bear with me.
I'm Baron.
Rawr.
Holiday order. Okay, so ready? So I came up with an acronym for this team. It's broken down like this. Holiday order establishing safety. Hose. Just bear with me.
Did you do it on purpose?
Yep. So if we send out teams of holiday hoes to the street corners, right? Standing watch.
Okay.
Every corner, right? In your local area. So we put these hoes in the street corners.
So now you see this channel is aptly named Just Plain Nonsense.
You gotta let me finish, man. I'm gonna flow.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
If we send out teams of holiday hoes to the streets, we could put them to work on every street corner. Organized in shifts assembled every December by holiday pimps. No, this is an acronym. It's not what
you're... No, I knew it was. I was hoping you were going to say
that. Which is professional instructing management policing squads. So basically my solution is we have these well-organized groups that assemble every December, like neighborhood watches, right? But they're trained by pimps. So the pimps look out, make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do, guide them, professional instructing management policing squads, right? They keep the hose in check, make sure that they're...
That's ridiculous.
And I call this team the Holiday Heroes. Welcome, America. Any more problems you want me to solve? Go ahead, throw it at me. I got you. That's pretty brilliant.
I don't know what to say.
That's pretty brilliant.
So what does the hose stand for again?
Holiday order establishing safety. Like, you know, this is the order of, like,
so
the order.
I know where you're going with it.
It makes sense.
In my head, I was like, what if we called it the holiday order safety establishment? Because that way it's not, they're not a bunch of hoes.
No, that's the point.
It's a hose.
Don't try to take away the glory of what
this
is.
Don't take it away from me.
They're hoes, man. You can't turn a hoe into a hoa.
Ho, no moa.
Yeah. So, hoes and pimps. That's my solution.
All right. So, how are we going to get this passed? Are you just going to do it like Nick Fury, just going to go around and recruit people?
Well, they're holiday heroes. So, I mean, that's the thing about being a vigilante is...
You just do it?
You just do it. And if you save the world from all this stuff, people just kind of let stuff slide. You know, like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. Like, are you the Nick Fury who's going to go around and like recruit them all?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you got to get yourself an eye patch?
No, I don't.
You got to shave your head bald?
Definitely not. I have beautiful locks. None of that stuff's necessary. But what is necessary is that I get this started as soon as possible. Because I just explained to you some horrendous. I brought you intentionally to a dark place, that this dark thing that people experience every year, a tragedy that just rains, a dark cloud of tragedy rains over this country every year.
So do you have
I've had enough. So my solution is, well, I already told you, and it's great.
Do you have
an
idea who your first hero is going to be? Or have you not found him yet?
Well, no, this is clearly a concept. So,
oh, okay.
So I'm going to. You know, if you're interested in being a pimp or a hoe, just subscribe and check us out at you can email us at
yeah, go ahead and close it out because we're done with this one.
Yeah,
go, keep going.
Check us out on any major podcasting outlet except for SoundCloud.
Yeah, Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. Any social media site, we're there. We're rocking it. You know.
Our website.
Yeah, check us out at justplayingnonsense.ninja.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, if you want to be a Patreon, you can. It's cool.
What's that? Do you know the address for that?
Nope.
Patreon.com/justplayingnonsense. And then there's the store, so you can get our merch. Go to I want to say it, but I don't have it set up yet. It might be store.justplayingnonsense.ninja. That might be our new address to go to our store to get our stuff. I haven't set it up yet. But anyway, this has been a fun episode. Talking about all the Christmas stuff. We had our highs, we had our lows, we had our pimps, we had our hoes. What's up?
Ooh.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. You came back strong.
We're out. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Christmas greetings from Just Plain Nonsense.